Bali, August 18, 2020. Dear Baba, it is 3 days after your 15 years Memorial Day. I miss you. There has never been a day where I didn't think of you. Despite all your flaws, you are perfect for me. The perfect embodiment of wisdom and kindness. Papa, you are my first love. When you left us, my heart broke into pieces. I have lost my first love forever. There were so many days where I wished I can turn back time to the last day of you being alive. I would say so many things I have never said to you before. Like how much I love you. How grateful I am to be your daughter. I would hug you and never let you go. How I wish you can see me now. An independent woman I have become. Dealing with the world with her head held up high. You would have been proud. Your little girl is thriving in this cruel world all on her own. Picking herself up whenever the world hits her down. Believing that you're gone was the hardest thing I have ever done in my life. I have been refusing to let go. I still wish that one day you will show up and hug me. Maybe this is the reason why I never allow myself to grieve. Grieving would mean that I have to admit that you are really gone. Papa, you taught me so many things in life that I hold so close to my heart. So many life values you inherited upon me that means so much more than wealth. And for that, I thank you. Papa, with this letter, I'm ready to let you go. As much as I didn't want to, I have to. It wouldn't be fair for me to not grieve and admitting that you're gone, and it wouldn't be fair for you. I need to do this so that I can move on with life and continue holding and sharing your life values to those that need it. You are still and forever will be my first love. Your love for me and my love for you is real. You will forever be in my heart. I will never forget you. But it is time to move on. You need to be at peace, and so do I. I love you, Papa. Your memories shall forever be in my heart. My first love, my hero, your daughter, Cece.